Hey everyone, I just wanted to pop in before the originally scheduled content to acknowledge that June 2020 is proving to be a historical moment for the Black Lives Matter movement in fighting racial injustice and transphobic violence. A common theme of this podcast is stressing the importance of mental health care while breaking down stigmas and barriers in the process. For these reasons, I'm fundraising for the National Queer and Trans Therapists of Color Network's Mental Health Fund. This org works on decolonizing mental health care services to better address intergenerational and systemic trauma for healing oppressed communities and strengthening resistance and social justice movements. From now until the end of June, I pledge to contribute $5 for every new donation that a listener of this podcast makes to NQTTCN. You can send me confirmation of your donation either through Instagram DM at Marcos Haley or email haleyb.marcos@gmail.com. I will contribute up to a total of $100 of my own savings. If you have time to listen to this episode, you also have some time to pause this episode right now, take a look at the resources in the episode description, including an awesome podcast with the founder of NQTTCN. Sign some petitions, donate if you can, and then resume listening. And thank you for listening to this rather extensive interlude. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Triple Knot, a podcast for college runners to share their stories, celebrate their accomplishments, and open up conversation around the challenges we face as young female athletes. So calling in today from the University of Georgia are the Drop Twins. Jess and Sam both stack up as two of Georgia's best distance runners ever. Between the two of them, they are multiple-time All-Americans in both track and cross-country. Jess has a 15:38 5K school record. Sam has earned a 4.0 GPA some semesters, and since I know that's just scratching the surface of who they are, I'm wondering if both of you will introduce each other with some noteworthy accomplishments or characteristics about each other. So, Jess, do you want to start us off and intro who Sam is?
Okay. Sam Drop is an extremely intelligent individual who has a 3.99 GPA as a nutritional science major. She loves distance running. The longer, the better. She says her best talent is running fast for long periods of time. So she loves animals, and she wants to become a vet someday.
Awesome. I guess I'll go with Jess. I think she's the most determined person I've ever known. She won't let anything stop her. She really loves running. She comes back from a run and tells me that she wants to go back out again. And she is a multiple-time All-American. She was on our team that won the indoor national championship. Nothing stops her from winning. She doesn't like losing. And she's my best friend, so.
Aw, that's so sweet. I love that. I'm an only child, and I've always wanted a sister, so.
Yeah, it's the best.
You guys have other siblings?
Yeah, we have one older sister that's 2 years older than us.
Well, how did you guys get your start as runners?
I guess I'll go first because I started before Jess. I started in middle school, 7th grade. I quit soccer when I was in 3rd grade, and Jess still did it, and I kind of wanted to be in the sports world, but I wasn't good at anything else. I think I sat more on the bench in softball than I played, so I wanted something I could be good at, and I was always told by my gym teachers that I was fast, so I went out for the cross-country team, and then I was one of the top runners in middle school, and then I continued in high school when we had track, and then I brought Jess into it.
Yeah, Sam honestly pulled me to do indoor track. I was always a soccer girl. I did soccer in the fall. And, like, our coach pushed us to do track, too, in indoor and outdoor just to stay in shape. Honestly, I hated running when I started. Like, Sam would have to, like, drag me to go to practice. I'll be like, no, I'll just skip today. But, yeah, but I'm really glad that she forced me to start up.
So what were some of the opportunities and experiences that you both had as runners when you were in high school?
Honestly, in high school, we didn't have too many like big opportunities until we got mainly in our junior or senior year. We went to a small high school in Connecticut, which track was not a big thing. We did it for the fun. We were known as a spirit team. We were like drawing our legs for a conference meet. So it was more for like the fun. We definitely the first 2 years were more about the fun of track. And then when we realized that we could maybe go to college and get money to run for school, we decided to go to the Armory a lot to get bigger opportunities. So there was a few big meets. We both competed at the Millrose Games in the 4x8 our junior year. I did it the mile, and then we both did the NB Nationals indoor and outdoor junior and senior year.
Yeah, and for me to talk about cross country, like we both did Foot Locker and that was great, but we never like made the national meet or anything. We just did the regional meet and we just did our local meets with our team. And again, we were known for the spirit for our high school team. Sometimes we're practicing a scavenger hunt. You had to run, find something and bring it back. Like, our coaches kept it fun. We didn't have the, like, they love to run, our coaches. They're all both marathoners for track and cross country, but they kept it really fun for us.
That's awesome. It sounds like you got your feet wet with some higher level competition, but kept it real light, which I'm sure probably set you guys up well to succeed in college.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you end up landing on the University of Georgia?
Honestly, Georgia was Sam's dream school, and I had no intentions of going that far from home, but then actually Georgia reached out to us. They were kind of the most invested school, I would say, into like really keeping good contact with us. So we decided to go down and visit our junior years in the spring, and then we both honestly fell in love with the school. And then we started talking to the distance coach, and he was so much what we were looking for in a coach. So then we took the official visit, and honestly it was the only official visit we went on because we had another one scheduled, but we knew that Georgia was a school for us, so we canceled the other official and then called our coach that day that we were going to go to the University of Georgia.
What was it about Georgia that dragged you in from the start, Sam?
Well, my mom told me that Georgia was as south as I could go and as far as I could go. And I knew I wanted to go somewhere warm. And then when I was picking out schools, I kind of did programs. I wasn't looking into track at first, so Georgia was on my radar before I even thought I could run in college. So I was looking for a school that had a good animal science program because I am now pre-vet, but at the time that's also what I wanted to do. So as my dad said, he picked every school that had cows on campus. So that could be part of it. And then it was just something I could see myself being comfortable with. And I was just looking at pictures and it just looked beautiful. And then I got there and everyone was so genuinely nice to everyone. And I just felt home there.
So I saw on Jess's roster, and I'm not sure, well, you said you guys talked about doing cross country and track that, and soccer, that your first college cross country race, which you won, was also your second cross country race ever. So yeah. What was that transition like for both of you into collegiate running?
Yeah, definitely going to collegiate running and starting with cross country was a big jump for me. I'd done one race in high school that was Foot Locker regionals my senior year, and then the college coach was like, you know, you're gonna run cross country in college. So it was kind of a big jump for me, but we had amazing teammates that knew that it was my first time, and they were all giving me hints the first race because the competition, and I didn't go in thinking I was gonna win, but like Sam said, I'm a very competitive person, so it was definitely a smaller meet we were at. It was basically us versus Georgia Tech, but it was like good to get our feet wet with that meet.
I kind of liked once Jess started cross country because she always blew me away in track. Like, I knew I could never beat her, and actually cross country is the only time I've ever beaten her at a race, so I kind of feel like we're more competitive in that aspect that I know we are at more of an even like playing field. So I think that kind of made me more competitive in the sport and allowed me to show like what I could actually do. Mm.
That's crazy that your only cross country race in high school too is Foot Locker Regionals.
Yeah, and I got 11, so I didn't wear spikes. I wore my trainers. I look so out of place. And no, I went out. I think I went out at the same pace I go out now in a cross country race that I did in that race, and I just died hard.
Did you say that was your junior or your senior year?
My senior year.
Okay, I raced because we're the same year, I think.
Okay.
And I raced there too. So we must, that's cool that we were in the same race.
That's cool. Yeah.
I remember the first mile, like, cause you know, people want to qualify and it's Portland Park is like so flat and then so hilly. And my first mile was insanely fast.
Yeah. And then I hit the hills and I'm like, I'm never doing cross country again. I literally told Sam that at the end of that race. I'm like, I'm never doing this again. She's like, yeah, you are.
Sam, how was that for you to see your sister take on cross country so easily or so quickly?
Well, it was kind of fun seeing her first one, how much she struggled, because at the end she didn't look so great. I think she was almost about to pass out, throw up, or both of them, but I kind of knew she would be good at it. She was good at the mile and 2 mile on the track. Like, she did all my cross country summer training with me while going to soccer practice. So I knew she had the endurance. She never got tired. Like, she just was always ready to keep going. So I kind of expected it.
So what are some, we've already talked about your relationship through running, but what are some other challenges or highlights of your sisterhood in the sport?
Yeah, I think that was one of the main reasons we went to school together, was because we clicked as runners. I couldn't imagine doing some of the workouts I've done at Georgia without Sam, and even some races. We literally run every day together. We push each other. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say, like, there are positives to always being together, but then there's also negatives. Like, we always have this ongoing challenge on who's pushing the pace kind of thing. Like, we have, I don't know, like, oh, like, why could you do that workout but I couldn't? So there's that aspect that, and then we have to go home and then sit with it. Like, if we one had a bad workout and one had a good workout, like, we have to still go home and, like, be with each other, even if, like, she's the last person I want to see or something like that. But I feel like other than that, for the most part, we, like, build each other's confidence up and we work together so well.
Sounds like a really good opportunity to better yourself and push yourself and learn how you can be the best version of yourself each day. So when you guys were at, or you still are at Georgia, but you've had so much success. And I also saw a Diestat article about how you guys learned to embrace food. Also, you have your Instagram account that you co-produce. So what has your journey with food been?
I guess I can talk about that. Coming in from high school and throughout our first, I guess, year and a half at Georgia, we did not have a good relationship with food. I didn't look like the typical runner, and if I ate less, that I would. And it gave me negative results in just training. Like, I never had the energy to, like, keep up with my teammates. I would always, like, pitter out, like, halfway through, and I just always blamed it on, like, dehydration or something. I'm not used to the weather kind of thing, but it just kind of kept with me. And then at the end of my sophomore cross-country season, I got, like, 2 major injuries in my hip and my ankle, and I just was kind of done with it. So I reached out to my nutritionist and sports medicine at Georgia, and they helped me through it. And it's been a long process, and I'm still not 100%, but I feel so much stronger and much better on runs and stuff.
Yeah, I had a degree to her, but I still struggled with food. And I more was the smaller I was, the faster I was. And I quickly learned that definitely not the case. I luckily haven't gotten as many injuries as Sam has, But I definitely, learning a better relationship with food just made me like a happier person, because I didn't have those struggles with like going to a party and like wondering what I was going to eat or if I could eat, or like just going home hungry. And I think starting our Instagram account was something we could do to share with other runners of what good food looks like. It doesn't have to be boring. Like, none of our food is really boring. We enjoy cooking, and how we can make food fun again and not a added stress to our lives.
That's great that you guys have the resources of nutritionists and medical professionals at Georgia. Like, what other things have helped you work through and overcome that?
Well, for me, my biggest support was my nutritionist, Sarah. She actually left a few months ago, which kind of left me like, oh no, can I do this? But like, she was like basically my go-to, like if I ever had a problem. Like, we became like friends, and like whenever I wanted a challenge or something, she would give it to me. But then we also, I've seen, I guess, two different psychologists since then. Like, the first one was okay, she got me through it, but we never clicked, and I felt like I couldn't talk to her as honestly as I wanted to. So now I see one actually on campus. Like, I was seeing with someone off campus, and now I see the one with UGA Athletics, and I feel like we've kind of hit it off better, and she understands like my needs with food, and I also suffer with anxiety a lot with racing, so we've been working with both aspects.
Yeah, and I think our coach is really supportive about it too, because he understands the stigma about it in our sport, and he makes sure to bring it up with us and makes us aware that food is important for performance and how it shouldn't be a negative thing. And he helps us like have those team dinners after long runs and stuff like that. So
yeah, thank you guys for talking about that, because I know it's a really challenging subject, especially if it's something that you're still working on, and for touching on the fact that it is a long process to recover and takes like multiple therapists. There's it ebbs and flows, as I know. So another question I have regarding that, I find the trend on Instagram for food accounts to be interesting, because for me, it's like a source of anxiety or obsessiveness, but I also totally see the value where it helps you take pride in fueling yourself. So how do you guys balance the time and energy that you put into social media?
Yeah, I do most of the posting. Sam does most of like the cooking and the ideas for the food. And I honestly love, like, if I don't have time during the day, I just do it all at the night and just like list it all out. I don't stress, like I haven't posted something in 2 days and it doesn't bother me. Like, some people like are like, I need to post every day to have like the biggest following ever. But like, that wasn't our goal. Our goal is just to reach like runners that need someone just to like have that reference. And I think that's what's been important for us, not making it the priority in our lives. Like, it's not our job, like some people's food accounts are. So I think just if we keep in mind what our initial goal was, we don't add the stress of having to post something or post everything I've eaten in an entire day or something like that.
Yeah, and an old teammate actually reached out to us saying, like, that her high school team that she coaches, like, all the girls were saying, oh, like, when are Running Foodie's gonna post something else? And that just kind of, like, motivated us to, like, they don't really care, like, how much we're posting, as long as we're just, like, putting ideas out there for them to, like, follow along, that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it sounds like finding the why to why you're doing it. And the fact that you started it for yourself and like for that real reason, and that you are like very open about it, that's awesome. And I don't know, it feels good to me to that story too. So you spoke to being injured and working on some mental components of racing. What are some things that you guys have overcome injury-wise or mentally in your racing and your training?
I guess that's, I've dealt with that more than Jess has. She's only had one major injury in college, but I guess my biggest one was last fall when I had plantar tears in both my feet, and I could barely walk, nevertheless run. And I had PRP injections in both my feet. So it was like 5 weeks off of all running or any cross training, basically. So that was hard for me. Just, I love to keep going. Like, I don't like sitting still. So that was hard mentally with that aspect. And then coming back, my coach was like, I can't injure you again. So I joke with my team that I'm still coming back, but like, he's put me on like a 2-day cross training, 5-day running schedule. So it's more conservative on the mileage, but he makes sure like my like long runs are still pretty long. And then also my workouts are still at high intensity so that I'm still competitive. And so first, like, I did not believe in his training, and I was like, this is not never gonna work. But I think just seeing the results the next fall, that I was still like 45th at nationals for cross, like that was kind of the evidence I needed. So now I feel like that helped me a little bit with my confidence in that training. And then I also struggle with anxiety for racing, so that didn't help, that I was like, oh, am I doing the right training? But I also work, as I said before, like with my therapist to like help with race day anxiety.
Yeah, and I deal more with like she said, I had one major injury in college, but that only lasted about 3 weeks of no running on the ground, and then I was pretty much back 2 weeks later. So not much with that, but I deal with like depression more. It was really bad about 2 years ago. I had my sophomore year was probably the like ideal track three seasons. I was a 3-time All-American my sophomore year. And then I thought if I trained extra hard that summer, I would be even better. But then I kind of spiraled out of control, and then it made me kind of hate running. And so that pretty much my whole junior year, I was just going back and forth with that. But then after Outdoor Nationals, my junior year, I kind of just took time to really love running again. I would not turn my watch on. I would just go for runs. And I think having really supportive teammates, I opened up about my depression, and they were super supportive. And I still struggle like maybe days now, like that it comes back, but I really can read myself now and like know how to like write down my feelings. I have a journal now. I can write down those irrational thoughts that I'm thinking. And then when I write it down, it makes me like realize what are the goods in my life and what are the bads that, yes, they're there, but they're not taking over. So yes. And I also talked to a therapist about this, and that has also helped. So yes.
Thank you guys again for sharing all of that, because I think those are such common struggles that a lot of people deal with and deal with in silence. So just knowing that you can go through that and come out a stronger person, still be an All-American, maybe have a few seasons that you're sitting out or not running where you want to be, but still find that love in the sport. That's so yeah. So what have been some of your favorite workouts or race memories while at Georgia so far?
We were actually talking about this earlier today because we had like other team meetings, but it was like our whole cross-country season in 2017. Our team just came together so well that every race that we went to, we surprised ourselves. Like, we'd be like, okay, we can try our best, and then like at Paul Short we won it, and then SECs we got second, and then we qualified for nationals together. And I feel like it was just the excitement after each race that made it so special. And then also, like, we would work out together, like, so in synchronization. And, like, that was just one of our best teams that we've had. It was just a great season.
Yeah. Some of my, like, our favorite workouts or is our favorite day of the week is, like, long runs, because we definitely – my favorite is when we go to Wolfskin. It's, like, basically just a dirt road, but it's like really hilly and really hard. But I feel like all the girls on our team love to just grind out on that long run, and every time we finish we're just like, feel so accomplished. We usually have like food or fruit or bagels afterwards, and it's like, I think that's where we build most of our camaraderie, is just like through those long runs and through the grind and we say we grind every day, but it's just, I think this is just what makes us closer and just makes this whole experience even more special.
I saw that you both have some international racing experience. When did that happen for you and what were those opportunities like?
Yeah, I guess I'll go first. Mine was the summer in between my freshman and sophomore year at UGA. I won the 5K, the junior 5K national championships, and I got to go to the U20 Pan Am Games in Peru, in Trujillo, Peru. And honestly, I was very scared to go there just because I didn't know anybody. Like, on the U.S. team, I'm very shy. I didn't know if I would be, like, I would talk to people or something, but it was a great experience. Met a lot of friends. I see some of them now at races and still, like, say hi and do that. And then the race itself was great to just be with different countries. Like, you never get to race, like, people from Peru and Argentina, and it was actually really cool.
Yeah, so mine was a little different than hers. Mine was a NACAC U23, and I honestly just got a, so it was like a week and a half after outdoor nationals, I got a call from my coach asking me if I wanted to race in Mexico, and I'm like, what are you talking about? So it was a little different because I had taken 10 days off from running, and then I had to race 2 weeks later. But it was an amazing experience just to go to Mexico, represent USA. The track there was beautiful. Yeah, it was kind of interesting. Everything was in Spanish. I didn't know what the people were saying. They had a translator, but she wasn't really good at English. But we managed to know the track routine of getting on the line and the gun, you go. So, but it was super fun. The other girl that was running the 5K got first, and I got second. So it was an amazing experience. We both got the flag and draped it over, and it was just super fun representing USA.
Sweet. Those sound like great opportunities.
Yeah.
Now, I saw that both of you have been involved in the Special Olympics for a while. How does volunteering for that fit into your lives?
Well, we started that when we were really young, actually, when we were in, like, second grade. I would work with a special needs boy in my class, and we would volunteer at the floor hockey games until we were seniors in high school. And then coming to college, I feel like we love track, but we wanted to do something else. And we saw that you could volunteer to volunteer coach at their gymnastics team. And then after that, we have no gymnastics experience. We know nothing, but we could still help with that. And then we joined the club, and we are now also both on the exec board for that club. So, like, I put on events for older athletes every month, and it's just, like, either, like, a barbecue at a local park, or, like, we will go to, what else have we done?
We went to, like, Rook and Pond, which you, like, rent, you pay a certain price, and you play board games all day. They love that. And I'm in charge of we do put on two bigger events. It's prom in November and then a baseball game in April, and it's actually interacting the middle school and high school kids with the UGA athletes. So it's kind of like the bridge between both our worlds that we get to, like, bring our, like, track friends and then introduce them to all, like, the Special Olympic athletes that we work with. And they honestly love both of them, the UGA athletes and the Special Olympic athletes love those two events, and yeah, it's super fun. And yeah,
that sounds like such a fun opportunity to be involved in. Just, like, it adds a different lightness to the sport and to your lives.
Yeah. The Special Olympic athletes teach us so much about our sport.
For sure. So you told me before this that you still have another year that you're going to be running. So what are some of your goals for this coming year, and what eligibility do you have left?
I guess for me, I have all 3 months of eligibility left. So I redshirted previously. So for cross, my main goal is to get back to nationals. As coach says, our main focus is always in November. I would love it if our team could also qualify with us, because last year it was just us two. And I would love to go back, get All-American as I did sophomore year. And then my goal on track is always to continue to get PRs and to just be more confident in myself. I'm not very confident on the track. I love cross country, and I always tell myself I'm good at that, but I hate track. So maybe be more confident with that and the shorter races and just have fun with it.
Yeah, so I don't have cross country eligibility, but I do have indoor and outdoor. So I'll be training very long until probably Boston or another meet in December. And I really just want to kind of show off what I've been doing, because I've been training since March. It'll be from March till hopefully December that I haven't been racing. So just, I want to be competitive in the NCAA. Sometimes I feel like I don't fit there, but I want to go into my last two seasons and like compete with the best of the best and hopefully get another All-American or two. I'm thinking about trying the 10K this year, and I kind of just want to do that before I finish my eligibility. Another big goal of mine is to qualify for the Olympic trials. I think that is an awesome experience that is one I haven't done yet. So hopefully I will get the time and get to experience that.
Wow, those are such exciting goals. I'll look forward to following your journeys. And yeah, see you guys right up there racing where you belong. So how has COVID-19 been affecting your lives? What's currently going on, and what were some of your maybe crushed plans this past semester, and what are you looking ahead towards?
Yeah, I feel like the biggest crush was indoor nationals being canceled. We were both there. She was coming to watch me. I just felt like that was when like the whole world was spiraling out of control. But now we're home in Pennsylvania with our family. We finished classes about a few weeks ago. Now we're both starting to apply to grad school, study for the GRE. We have to take the GRE online this summer, which is going to be interesting. But yeah, running a lot. Not really sure when races will be, but we're still training. And so we're ready whenever they are.
Yeah. I had some other plans. Like, I have a possible internship in July that I don't know if I'll be able to do, if that's still in the air. And then I think we also had a trip planned. Oh, yeah. We were going to go to Hawaii after the Olympic trials. It was a whole plan. We were going to both qualify and then go to Hawaii. So we had to cancel that trip, which was kind of sad. But hopefully we can maybe do it next summer. But, yeah.
Right. Hopefully not canceled, just delayed.
Yes.
So you guys still have another year to finish out your undergrad education, and then you're both attempting to go to grad school, or sorry, attempting is
it is an attempt,
but hoping to go to grad school. So what academically are you planning on finishing out this coming year, and then what do you guys want to pursue maybe grad school or as future careers?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get a major in cellular biology, and I also have a minor in exercise and sports science, but I'm planning on going to grad school for anesthesiology, and my dream school is Emory, so I can stay in Georgia, and yeah, basically be in Atlanta. I know a lot of people in Atlanta, and it's a great program.
I guess for me, I switched my major, and I'm now a nutritional science major with a minor in animal science, and I'm on the pre-vet track. So I hopefully will get into vet school and become a veterinarian. And I have, hopefully I could possibly stay at Georgia or other schools, but yeah, hopefully that's it.
Would that school decision be something that you guys would make together, or into just wherever it takes you?
Like I said, I really only have one school. Like if I get in, I'm gonna go, but I think Sam has more of the flexibility on where she can go, but we're kind of understanding that we're finally gonna split up. We live together. It's just me and her in the same apartment, and we're like, this is our last year. We're gonna split up at the end of this year.
Yeah, and Atlanta has some great running opportunities too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So my final question for you is, what is a piece of advice that you would tell to a younger version of yourself? And then what is a message that you want to leave to a future version of yourself? So you can both start with the younger self piece if you'd like.
I would probably tell my younger self to not take everything so seriously, because I kind of get in a trap of like focusing on one thing and then ignoring anything else that like could be fun or like something enjoyable. So like, if I want to go out and hang with some friends, go do it, even if you have some homework to do. Like, relax a little, basically.
Yeah, mine's kind of similar. Mine would just be like, to keep going, everything's gonna be okay. Like, I worry a lot, and just like how things always have to be perfect, and so just kind of relax, keep going, it will all work out.
And what is something that you both hope to carry with you in your future endeavors?
I kind of want to keep, I feel like I'm very determined, and I kind of want to continue that, because I think that's how I've gotten to be successful, and I want to carry that into my career in the healthcare. And I feel like one of my major goals is to help people, and I want to continue that, and I want to continue that in the future with hard work and determination. I know my grad school is not going to be easy, so yeah.
For me, I would just tell my future self to keep believing in yourself, believe in your abilities, and that you will go far.
So before I stop the recording, are there any final words or shout outs or pieces of your story that you felt like you were missing that you want to share right now?
For me, I just want to thank all my teammates and family who helped me through all the struggles, all the injuries, all the eating disorder, and it just means the world to me for them.
Yeah, I don't think we would be the runners without them. They've been there through the highs and the lows, and I can't wait to experience more highs with them in the future.
Once again, I am just blown away by the people I've had on this podcast. Thank you, Jess and Sam, for your vulnerability and powerful voices. And thank you for tuning in. Please consider subscribing, leaving a rating or review, share the podcast with your teammates and pals, and follow Jess and Sam on Insta at @running_foodies. Remember to check out the resources in the episode description, and take care of yourselves, check in with your loved ones, and be kind to one another. I hope you tune in for 2 more episodes with Nia Akins and Juniper Eastwood before I take a little break. Stay well, everyone. Bye-bye.